Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. The fight over Proposition C continues. Don't remember it? It's been 5 years, so it's easy to forget. Well, in 2008, Missourians voted 2-1 to enact Proposition C, a renewable energy standard. The standard requires Missouri utility companies to generate 15% of their energy from renewable sources by 2021. 2% of this is required to come from solar energy. But as Meredith Turk reports, not everyone is happy with the implementation of Prop C.
Since it was implemented 5 years ago, many questions have come up about the specifics of Prop C, mainly from renewable energy companies and environmental activists. The most recent battle is about renewable energy credits. Missouri utility companies can buy renewable energy rather than produce it. And these credits count towards its requirements to fulfill the renewable energy standard Prop C created. Several entities have filed suit against the state government bodies that oversee the renewable energy standard in Missouri. These include the Public Service Commission, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, and Governor Jay Nixon's office. The plaintiffs in the case argue the renewable energy standard is not being implemented correctly, and they want to stop utility companies from buying renewable energy credits outside Missouri.
We'll walk down here. We've got to get that ladder. We've got to get up on this roof here.
When I met up with Vaughn Prost in mid-October, he was climbing onto the roof of Grace Episcopal Church in Jefferson City. He is the CEO of Missouri Solar Applications and one of the parties in the lawsuit. He was showing me the 25-kilowatt solar array on the church's roof that his company assembled. Prost is angry that Missouri utility companies can buy renewable energy credits from outside Missouri. Getting it from nearby Iowa or from as far away as California and Canada.
The utility has one side, obviously, they think they're doing things legally. We have another side that thinks it's not what the intent of the law was. It was clean energy for Missouri. To have clean energy for Missouri, you have to build a facility in Missouri or nearby Missouri or bring it in. Buying RECs from renewable energy sources in California or Canada does nothing for clean energy for Missouri.
Prost moved to Missouri after starting in the solar industry decades ago in California. He has been pleased with the growth of the solar industry here, thanks, he says, to the renewable energy standard. The Missouri Solar Industry Association reported employment among its members has more than doubled since 2011, from 150 to 350 this year. But Prost thinks it could be a lot more.
Well, it's hundreds of jobs we're talking about. It could even be thousands of jobs we're talking about. Our firm employs about 35 people in our firm here in Jeff City.
The market for solar in Missouri is not as robust as other states, but Prost argues the cost of solar here is competitive.
Our cost for installing a solar system is just as cheap as what it is in California, maybe even less it's here than in California, and it's very comparable to Colorado and Arizona, which are other big solar states. We're very comparable on the cost.
Prost also argues the market in Missouri will never become competitive if utility companies don't invest now and eventually bring down the costs. Also, he says that if places like Grace Episcopal Church produce more electricity than it needs, utility companies can sell it on the electricity grid. The more locations that produce solar electricity and push the excess onto the grid, the stronger the marketplace. So renewable energy advocates argue that buying credits outside the state hurts the potential of building a more reasonable solar market in Missouri.
I'm not aware of any other state that utilizes unrestricted buying of RECs that have no connection with the state.
Henry Robertson is a St. Louis lawyer working with the Great Rivers Environmental Law Center. He filed the lawsuit on behalf of Prost and the Coalition for the Environment.
Only exception I believe is Colorado. But Colorado has a thriving wind industry on its own and doesn't really need them.
The defendants in the case would not comment on this story, but in early November, they did file a motion to dismiss the case.
That was Meredith Turk reporting for Missouri Environment. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at KBIA.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.